In our reading today from the book of Revelation, we've come now to the second last chapter of that book. And really the last two chapters deal with basically the same theme, the new creation. Now many times we kind of assume that the Bible is a collection of books that were written over more than 1,000 years by various different authors. And we may even kind of sense that they were just sort of haphazardly assembled into the Bible. Well, from one perspective, that's all true. But if you look at it in another perspective, with that strong belief that the church has always had, that the Bible is the inspired Word of God, then you could also say that there's really only one author. That author is the Holy Spirit. And the fact that the books are assembled the way they are is also then the working of the Holy Spirit. If you look at it in that perspective, then the reading we have this morning comes right at the end of the Bible. It's the beginning of the last two chapters of the Bible. And again, telling about that new creation as if that was, in a sense, the goal of the whole of the Bible. To bring us to that realization of what God is about. That God is about a new creation. God is about sending down from heaven this holy city, the new Jerusalem, where there will be no more tears, no more weeping, no more death. And notice, it comes not by our efforts. It comes down from heaven by the hand of God. Now, if you look at that reading just a little bit, it's kind of interesting then to go back to the book of Genesis, to the time before the fall, before Adam and Eve committed their sin. There's something similar. Adam and Eve knew no pain, no suffering, no sorrow. Death was not yet a part of the reality of their lives. God is restoring what was lost through Adam and Eve. God is bringing about what he had dreamed of from the beginning. This world of peace. This world of happiness and harmony and unity. You know, very often when we think about dying, we think about, you know, we bury the body and then the soul, we think, goes on up to heaven. And that's true. But do we ever think that in the end, the plan of God is not for us to be bodiless souls, but the plan of God is to reunite us with our bodies? Think about the resurrection stories. How much pain the authors go to assure us that Jesus, after he rose, really had a body. You know, it has Jesus eating and drinking. It has Thomas looking at those hands and that side that has been wounded. The authors want us to know that this Jesus was not some ghost or some spirit, but that he had a real but glorified body. abiding not with the limits of ours. Think about the doctrine we have about Mary, the assumption into heaven. It's not just a doctrine about her soul going to heaven. It's a doctrine about her being bodily assumed into heaven. Our eternity, too, is about a bodily existence. And which tells us that we as Catholics believe that the body is good and that material things are good and that somehow all of these things God is going to restore, remake, recreate, and bring them into this eternal city. That's our hope. That's what we long for as a Christian people. The day of that new creation, when God will remake everything according to his original plan. What is the path there? The path is Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. And the most important ingredient of this is what it talks about in the gospel reading today. A new commandment I give you, that you love one another. As I have loved you, said Jesus, so you must love one another. You know, in that reading from the book of Revelation, it says, God will dwell in their midst. If God is love, and we want to be in that new creation, that heavenly city, we too must be people of love. And that is our task, to learn to love, to die to our selfishness, to die to our pride, to learn to pour out our lives in the service of one another. If we want to be part of that new creation, that is the essential thing we must learn to do. And from where does the power come to do that? But it comes in many ways. It comes through prayer. It comes from our repeatedly learning to give of ourselves in little ways. But above all, it comes through the Eucharist, that gift of his body and blood. If we can open our hearts to it, our lives to it, if we can really want to be transformed into the image of Jesus, the Eucharist gives us the power to love as Jesus loved and to become part of that new creation.